The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's focus in on the Blues with Everton legend Derek Mountfield. Morning to you, Derek.
Good morning.
Thanks for your company. You're involved in the Special Olympics European Football Week. Let's talk about this first. It's massive. It involves some 45,000 athletes across Europe. It's run by UEFA and the National Football Federations, but it's happening here on Merseyside as well, Derek.
Yes, at Prenton Park this morning. I think it's a four-hour competition. It's bringing athletes with and without second difficulties into to the same teams to train, play, comradeship, team spirit, working together. And I've been involved in Special Olympics now for nearly 10 years. And every time I get invited to something, I do my utmost to attend it because these people really do inspire me.
How many sort of footballers take part in this and how important is it to them in their lives?
It's brilliant for them because some of these people have difficulties, special needs or learning difficulties, and they find it very hard to integrate into mainstream football teams. So this is designed to help that integration process, that process of developing their own personal skills, their own livelihoods, lifestyles. It really does work because some of the people who come along and play in these are not only good footballers but great people, and they do help these people develop a relationship with each other. And working in that sector myself for the last 10 years within the special needs sector, I understand how important it is for these people to come together. And some of these people are really, really good footballers. Don't get me wrong, there's some really good footballers who will be on show today.
So we're talking about quite a competitive edge to it all as well.
Oh, yes. When I'm there, I make sure they don't lose. I don't want them to lose. And you've got to learn to win sometimes. But some of these kids are brilliant. And the people without the difficulties and the teachers around them make sure that everyone has a really, really good time. And Special Olympics do a great job in this worldwide on making sure these athletes, whether it be in football or tennis or golf or even weightlifting and some of the more disability sports like bocce and bocce, come together and work with each other, for each other, to make their lives a bit richer.
And how do people get involved in this, Derek? Is it something you'd have had to sort of pre-enter, or can people go down and watch today and maybe find a bit more about it?
Well, I say just turn up if you're free, pop down for half an hour, and just watch what goes on. I work a lot with the schools on the Whittle, and Claremount Special Sports College in Leeso is the main one on the Whittle for putting these sorts of events on. And they do a fantastic job. But I just say, anybody, if you get the chance, pop down and have a look, because you will be inspired. I promise you, you will be inspired. And you realise that everyone, whatever their intellectual challenges are, can perform to a high level at any sport they try.
Right, that's 10 o'clock this morning at Tranmere Rovers Futsal Hub. It's been becoming quite a thing, that Futsal Hub. And the event's being supported by Thierry Henry's One for All Foundation. This is going on right across Europe as well. Absolutely brilliant day. Just on the Blues front as well, Phil Jagielka, what's your thoughts on Phil and another season at Everton? Do you think he was a little bit harshly treated in some quarters this season? People writing him off, Derek?
Well, to be honest, David, a lot of players will be getting written off because of what Ronald Koeman expects. Koeman expects a high standard, a high degree of competency and a level of performance that we haven't seen ever for quite a few years. Phil, in and out the side, but what Phil is he leaves on the field or play by his performance. He tries his best every single game. Maybe not an ideal captain at times when it comes to getting in there and stopping incidents and talking to referees. But he tries to lead by example. But I honestly can say there will be quite a few changes over the summer. We'll see a different Everton team come August when the season starts. We'll see a different level of fitness as well, because I'm sure the whole pre-season plan now will be geared about what Ronald Koeman wants. And I expect changes wholesale in one way, but not another way. But there will definitely be some over the summer.
So what do you mean by that, wholesale changes? A drastically different-looking 11?
Maybe not a different-looking 11, but a different fitness level for certain. He complained that he didn't have a good pre-season, and he said they weren't fully fit until sometime in February. So I can see the pre-season training schedule being a bit more intense and a bit harder. So we should have a level of fitness quicker than he said we had last season. And I think the players have had a season now to try and understand what Ronald Koeman wants on the field of play. i.e. the movement, the passing, the and I think there's a lack of communication at times, not just ever, but an awful lot of football clubs on the field of players. There's a lack of communication between the players. And I just think after the first season, Ronald Koeman now has set his standards now, and the players now know what he wants. And it was a shock to one or two players this season, I think. And I think that you'll see through the signings he's going to make what Everton's intentions are next year. Yes, we have European football, Europa League. Yes, we've got another season starting. And Ronald Koeman will have an idea or standard of where he wants us to be and how he wants us to get there. And I think one or two players will be disappointed they're not involved in it more. One or two players will be disappointed that we'll no longer be at the club. And we were surprised at one or two people that he does bring in. But all in all, he's doing what's right for Everton Football Club in the way he wants to play his football and his team to play.
The methodology and his style of football, do you think it's one that's, that the players really buy into? Would you have enjoyed that sort of football that Ronald promotes?
Well, we played a similar sort of style. So Howard Kendall played good open football. We played a lot of passing. But I think what we've got now, we've got a manager who is quite blunt in his comments at times. He's quite straightforward. He doesn't beat around the bush. And what we have noticed in a lot of football over years is more and more managers now coming out in the papers and saying what they think about players is they're doing it behind closed doors. So it's national now. It's worldwide. And some of the players can't handle that. And sometimes it needs a little arm around the shoulder in a quiet way rather than come out into the media. But Koeman certainly got his own style, like every manager has to have. And I'm sure he's got little bits of all the people he's worked under, including Cruyff and Van Gaal and all those people. He's got a bit of them in everything he does, but he's got to be his own man. And he's certainly shown this season that he's not afraid to mix and match and have a little dig at people.
He's a strong man, isn't he? I'm reading this column in the Daily Mirror today, Derek, where it says Everton have reached the end of the line in contract talks with Ross Barkley, and that means the Blues will now consider offers for him. Barkley's made it clear he won't accept a new contract offer. He's dragged his feet. Everton will now demand £50 million for him. Do you think that's it? Is there a line drawn under this now?
It sounds like it. He's given Ross more than one ultimatum and it's gone very quiet. And that's the first I've heard that this morning, Steve. But, you know, if you look at Ross, what does Ross want to do in his career? Does he want to get back to what people think and know he can do? Or we have seen glimpses of. Or does he just want to float around the rest of his career in and out of sides and not really set the world alight? Koeman wants him to be the best he can. Koeman's pushed him to be the best he can. I wonder whether Ross is taking all that on board. And is he getting pulled by his agent one side saying, don't sign. Evan saying, one lad, sign. Mm. He's in the middle getting pulled either way. But I think Ross has to make a decision. We haven't seen the best of Ross Barkley for probably two or three seasons now. When he first came on the scene, he was dynamic, energetic, instinctive. And he's lost a bit of that over the last couple of seasons. And if he does leave Everton, which team would he fit into? Where would he fit in the teams above us? I'm not sure he would fit into any of the teams above us on a regular basis as well. So he's got a big decision to make. And I think for the right reasons, he should seriously think about staying at the club, because I think he will learn under Koeman and get better under Koeman. If he leaves, I think it might be a little bit of a backward step or a sideward step for him, because I don't know where he's going to fit into any of the teams who finish above us in the league.
So a bit brave, that's what you're saying. If he's going to leave, it's a brave move for him.
In a way it is, yeah, but it might be what he needs to do. A change of scenery, a fresh venue, some fresh voices, a fresh philosophy and ideas from people. It might just help Ross develop. But I just think he's missing a great opportunity to work under Koeman, who I think was a fantastic footballer, and his coaching record, and people say he's a fantastic coach. So I think Ross can develop, but is he a sponge? Will he absorb what Koeman's saying on the training ground, or is he just bouncing out of it? But whatever done, Ross is going to have to be brave over the summer. And I just wonder whether that bravery might make him long-term make the wrong decision.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.